Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The St. Louis Blues take on the Chicago Blackhawks in the 2024/25 Winter Classic from Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois. Over there in Chicago, broadcasting live from almost home, is Chris Ranji, where I believe they must be serving brunch because it's 10:30 in the morning and you have been saying hi to about 300 people.
Well, yeah, they open at 10 o'clock. They're getting ready for the game today. Well, also, this is the Alabama Bar.
Okay.
This is the official Chicago Alabama Bar, and they have a bowl game, I think, at 11.
Okay, so that would make sense.
You're going to have some, there are already some Blues and Blackhawks fans here, and the Alabama people are coming soon.
It's been pretty busy, and someone who I guess does not like Malort, which is pretty rude.
Oh, Lou.
Pretty rude is Lou.
Super rude.
Lou Korak, St. Louis Blues writer for NHL.com and the hockey news. He joins us fresh off the shuttle bus. Right, Lou?
Not quite yet.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Coming up soon. Unfortunately, I don't have quite the luxury that Chris does there.
Well,
I'm a little jealous and envious, I guess.
Lou, I imagine if I had said come down for a shot of Schlivovitz, you would have been here.
Well,
but I know what you would have done. You would have made room for that.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, yeah. That's you know, it warms the heart, right?
Yes, it does.
Hey, Lou, did they have the alumni game last night like they did in St. Louis?
No, they did not.
Okay.
Actually, they did not. You know what? It would have been a great night for it. I mean, it was some fog obviously came in during the Blue skate, and they skated at 5:30. But other than that, I mean, it was. You know, when I got there, it was a gorgeous scene, and kind of reminded you of how nice that was back in 2017. I mean, it was a gorgeous day for the alumni game. Bush Stadium was packed. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it would have worked out here too. But I think it's something that the league doesn't necessarily encourage doing. And I know the Blues back then decided, hey, I think this is a good idea. We're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And, I think it worked out pretty good. But no, unfortunately,
amazing.
They did not.
That's
awesome.
It's so interesting because we actually last week spoke with Kevin Shattenkirk, obviously on his retirement. And I remembered him and the rest of the current Blues team, meaning current at the time, 2016-17, going into that locker room before or after the alumni game, and Bobby Hull was there, Wayne Gretzky, Peter Stastny, like the names, the Hall of Famers that were in that locker room, that the current Blues team kind of, they weren't the stars for once in a locker room, that they were just as in awe and just as much a fan as everyone else with that alumni game. It really was special here in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, how can you not be? Yeah, I mean, and I think Wayne Gretzky's in town for this game, too. And I saw Chris Chelios walking around yesterday. So, I mean, you could have gotten something together for this. And I think it would have went off well. But no, the two teams had their practices yesterday. And I think they enjoyed it. I mean, they got to bring their families out for a skate afterwards. And that's the time where you really have to enjoy this and embrace this, because obviously, not everybody gets to partake in one of these. And, well, maybe people around the league will think that the Blackhawks are in this thing every year. But the Blues, this is their third one now.
Yeah.
This is their third one since 2017. So, yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry game. They know that. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first Winter Classic rematch if I'm not mistaken on this. So, the league appreciates the rivalry between the two teams. And, you know, you've got Connor Bedard on Chicago's side. They're seeing if there's a budding star there. And, Robert Thomas is kind of the torchbearer here for the Blues. So, it should be an interesting afternoon, and hopefully the weather starts to cooperate. I, I'm no forecaster here, but I think this is going to start to clear up early to mid-afternoon. And those winds, Chris, you know as well as anybody, should be howling off Lake Michigan and should make for an interesting hockey game.
Yeah, it only seems to find its way to be windy when it's really cold out. When it's hot, there's no wind. But I don't know what it is, man. But this city really finds a way to get windy when it's 2 degrees. I imagine that playing in rain is not ideal, but a lot of these guys did play growing up outside. So, if the game does go that way where, it doesn't clear up and the ice is a little wet, well, what are those conditions like for them?
That's going to be tough. And I think that's something for the league. They monitor, because I think you can tolerate some, because remember back in 2017, they were really following along how that was going to play out. And luckily it went off without a hitch, but about a half hour after the game, it just downpoured in St. Louis, and they would have stopped the game in that regard. I think they're hoping that this changes over into snow showers will be fine, but it won't affect the ice too much. But what it's going to do is, I think the teams understand that you're not going to be able to go out there and really put on a show. I think you just have to basically play a straightforward, in a sense, a boring kind of a game. And if you're going to have any success, you really can't go out there, for example, like a Connor Bedard or a Jordan Kyrou, who, they like to put on a stick show. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a good thing, because, the puck's not going to be handled cleanly and all that. It's something that both teams are going to have to be aware of. And if you're willing to put in 60 minutes of maybe a boring style of game, just straightforward, go up and down with the puck, it should go off without a hitch.
Yeah, it's going to be close, because that game's so early in the afternoon. If it were a 7 o'clock game, I think the temperature would drop enough that it would turn to snow, but it's going to be flirting with 34, maybe 35 degrees.
Yeah. It looks like mid to upper 30s.
Yeah,
today.
Which is a little rough. Lou, have you reconnected with Pat Maroon at all while you're in Chicago?
I did. We got a chance to talk to him yesterday, and it was good to see him again. Man, I'll tell you what, the thing that surprised me the most was seeing his son, Anthony. I mean, I remember that kid was about, I don't want to say knee high, but he was about waist high to me the last time I saw him. And man, that kid has sprung up. But apparently he's been drafted into the USHL by Green Bay, I believe, the Wranglers, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's their name. But that kid is big. He's going to be every bit as, I don't know if he's going to have the bulk that his dad has, but he's going to have every bit of his size. And I think Pat's looking forward to this. He still has a lot of friends over on the blue side. Specifically, Braden Schenn wrote about that this morning. They've traded jabs, actually. They've been texting, apparently, all week long, and just trading some friendly barbs. Those two have become really, really close friends. And Robert Thomas had a little bit of a laugh, too, because I asked him, I said, have you traded any texts with Maroon? He goes, no, I haven't seen him yet, but I'm sure he's got something in store for us. So there's a lot of respect there. They know what he has meant. Obviously, a part of the Stanley Cup championship team, and there's guys on the Blues still that are here from that have so much respect for him. So, but when the puck drops, there's no friends anymore, though.
Yeah, no. You know what, though, Lou, I do have to say this about Pat Maroon. Who would have thought when he was playing for the Bandits at Chesterfield in an ice rink at the old Hardee's Iceplex that has since been knocked down, that he would be a 3-time Stanley Cup champion? Like,
it's crazy to think.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, just he had such a kind of an unconventional path to the NHL, or perhaps maybe more unconventional considering his success in the NHL. He's a crazy story.
It is. And on top of that, how about John Cooper?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
He's his coach, and here's a guy that's going to be leading Canada at the Four Nations face-off and in the next Olympics. I mean, think about that, too. I mean, it is. It's just... You can come up with some great stories out of these, where it doesn't look like it's going to be much of anything. And here these guys now are at the pinnacle. I mean, Pat's 36 years old, and I'm not going to make that call for him, whether he's at the tail end of his career. Teams still seem to value him. He signed with Chicago this year. I know one thing, that because I have a brother that lives in that Oakville area where he's from. And anytime I go around that area, I still hear from people, what the heck was he thinking signing with that team? Mm-hmm. That just goes to show you. But that just goes to show you the Blues-Blackhawks rivalry,
It's, you know what, it's a city rivalry more than anything. And yeah. I think it now has expanded to, well, I mean, all the teams. There was always, I told people this when I was growing up. When I went away to college, I met a lot of people who were Cubs fans, you know, because they went to where I went. And I would tell them, when I was growing up, there was this feeling amongst Cardinals fans that if the Cardinals didn't win the World Series, you'd kind of like to see the Cubs do it. You know, there was this friendly sort of,
really?
You know, yeah, like a little brother kind of, hey, you know, I hope they do. But now it is not like that at all. I'd say in the last 15, 20 years, it's gotten way more hostile. Not in a bad way. I mean, there are like Dodgers, Giants. That's a pretty bad rivalry. But this one has gotten more heated than it used to be. The Chicago-St. Louis thing is much more heated.
What about all the fights in the arena parking lot in the 80s and 90s?
Well, that's hockey. They're always fighting. Hockey's a little different. But there is something, Lou, you know, talking about Pat Maroon, there is something about like seeing a former Cardinal who became a Met. That was tough for me as a kid. Or, you know, seeing a Blues player become a Blackhawks player. Whatever it is, there's just something about that shift more than any of the others. Maybe the Red Wings a little bit to an extent.
Yeah.
But there's something about going from one of those teams to the other.
It is. And, you know, heck, when you talk about fights, I mean, just talk to Kelly Chase. I mean, he can give you some stories about some fights between these two franchises. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's crazy because I mentioned Chris Chelios earlier. That was a guy that was in the middle of a lot of that physicality when the two teams were going at it. But you see him now, and these guys, in the end, when they're done playing, they wind up being the best of friends. That just tells you what the competition means. I mean, when the puck drops, it becomes a job now. And that's something that, you know, again, these teams were embracing the moment yesterday. But today, I think now the focus has shifted to business. I mean, the Blackhawks are struggling. We know that. They've lost four in a row coming into this game. The Blues are teeter. I mean, they are what their record says they are. They're 500, but now it's business. So, I mean, you know, everything was all hunky-dory yesterday, but now going into this thing today, it's, you know, there's 2 points on the line. Chicago wants to kind of keep spoiling St. Louis' season here, and you've got a Blues team that thinks, you know, they're still in the hunt. They still want to hang around. They know they can't afford to keep giving away these points because they matter so much right now.
So that's where I wanted to go with this. You know, the Blues right now around a 500 team. They are exactly 500. They got the four overtime losses. But what do you like? What do you think they really are? I mean, they're 500 now. But what do you think that deep down with a new coach and, you know, it's been a few weeks now that Montgomery's been back. But what do you think they believe of themselves?
They still think that they can stay relevant, at least in this playoff hunt. Now, whether they feel like they can be a major player to obviously win it all this year, I think that even they maybe understand that that's still a bit of a stretch right now. But, you know, crazier things have happened. We've seen that. I mean, we've seen teams that sneak into the playoffs, and next thing you know, you get hot. And the LA Kings did it back in the early 2010s. I mean, nobody saw that coming, and they roared through the playoffs like a freight train all of a sudden. But I'm not saying that that's what the Blues are here. But, Chris, like you said, they are what their record says they are. I mean, when you're this deep into the season and you're talking 17-17-4, I think it kind of identifies who you are. Perfect example, Sunday. That's a game you got to win. And that's a game that if you just pick up the stat sheet, you're thinking, the Blues won this thing going away. And then next thing you know, you look at the score and you're going, wait a minute, they lost?
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of games that they've allowed. It happened earlier in the month against San Jose, a team you need to beat, you know. And then they've beaten teams that maybe you didn't expect them to beat. I think that's
combinations.
That's why this kind of balances out where they are. But they know, I mean, we're almost at the midway point here. Mm-hmm. If they're going to make themselves relevant, these are the games you have to have. You just cannot afford any slip-ups right now because it's so tight. Teams are going to start. You get into January, teams are going to start, hey, they're going to want to look at positioning. They're going to want to start making runs. you can't afford to win one, lose one, win one, lose one. It's just not going to, it's not feasible to be able to make playoffs doing that. But they still think that they could be a relevant playoff team. Now, how deep they feel like they can be, I still think, you know, they're looking big picture here as far as wanting to, you know, build and build from within their prospects, get these guys ready in a couple of years, maybe then they become relevant.
Lou Korak, St. Louis Blues writer for NHL.com and the Hockey News up in Chicago to cover the Winter Classic, which is pitted the St. Louis Blues against the Blackhawks at Wrigley Field. That is puck drop at 4 p.m. Lou, have fun today and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you, and always great to talk to you.